While a small group of ANC supporters, including suspended ANC member Carl Niehaus, marched to the party's Chief Albert Luthuli House headquarters under the banner Ramaphosa Must Go on Friday, ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the South African Communist Party, or SACP, conference in Boksburg at the same time. Ramaphosa's address focused largely on job creation, inequality, South Africa's energy crisis, the state of the economy, and the importance of the bond between the ANC, SACP, and the workers' union COSATU in bolstering the poor and working communities in South Africa. However, it was Ramaphosa's strong words around counter-revolutions and the accusations made against him by former spy chief Arthur Fraser which really stood out.
Comrades, I'd like to conclude to address a matter that has concerned many people within the democratic movement and in society, a matter which is topical right now. Just over a month ago, there were criminal charges that were a complaint that was laid against me at the South African Police Service. The complaint related to a theft that was committed at my farm in February. The allegations contained in the complaint are serious, and it is only correct that they be thoroughly investigated and that the due legal process be allowed to take its course without interference. As we emerge from the era of state capture, we must be firm on the principle that no person, not a single person, is above the law, and that everyone, regardless of the position that they occupy, must be held accountable for their actions. I have pledged my full cooperation to the investigation process that is underway. I am prepared to be held accountable. I opted of my own volition to appear before the Integrity Commission. We were meant to meet a week ago, but the date did not suit everyone. We will finalize another date in days that come, and I will go before the Integrity Commission. But I would like to say I will not allow these allegations to deter me from what needs to be done to rebuild our economy. I will not allow this to deter me, to discourage me from the work that I have to do. And I will not be intimidated, nor distracted, nor bullied into submission. Now, for as long as I'm still privileged to be the President of the Republic, I will do my work, and I will continue to work alongside South Africans, working together with them to create jobs, to tackle poverty, to build safe communities, and to change the lives of our people, and also to tackle the issue of electricity in our country. As a movement and as an alliance, we will never succumb to the manipulation and disinformation, to the abuse of office, to the undermining of democratic institutions, or to the threat of violence or insurrections. We are in the fight, comrades. We are in the fight for the soul of the African National Congress. And we will not back down for fighting to ensure that the ANC is revived. We are also in the fight for the survival of our democracy. We are in the fight for the survival of our way of life, our way of doing things. We are in the fight for the well-being of our people and the progress of our nation.
On Thursday, the previous day, the SACP's outgoing General Secretary, Bladen Zimande, praised Ramaphosa's handling of the Phalaphala Farmgate scandal. He further went on to accuse Fraser of driving a counter-revolution in a bid to collapse the ANC. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live in the News, I am Paige Muller.